Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Pedals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar. On May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Pedals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Did you know processed sugar not only increases your waistline, it harms other parts of your body and health? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Sugar is the number one enemy of type 2 diabetes, obesity, tooth decay, and it causes draining of energy and mood swings. Most Americans exceed the Heart Association's recommendation of no more than 6 teaspoons of processed sugar per day. Replace sugary snacks with sliced apples, orange slices, grapes, or your favorite fruit, which is packed with natural fructose, vitamins, and fiber. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office releases warning of recent phone scam. Sales tax effort suspends campaign for November ballot measure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office has released another warning for residents regarding a new phone scam with a concerning new twist. The scam operates like others have in the past, with victims receiving reports from individuals claiming to be from the Sheriff's Office. The scammer says to the victim that there is a warrant for their arrest and demands immediate payment to avoid being taken into custody. Scammers will often use the names of actual sheriff's office employees to appear legitimate. But what sets this scam apart, according to the sheriff's office, is that scammers direct victims to a website, slowcso.org, which is designed to be closely mimicked to the official sheriff's office website. While it appears nearly identical, the fake site includes a payment option that does not exist on the legitimate website. Anyone who receives a call of this nature should hang up immediately and report the incident to their local law enforcement agency. One of the groups attempting to place a 0.5% sales tax on the November ballot, Better Roads for All, has suspended their efforts. The tax measure would have gone to the November ballot, which would turn the county into a, quote, self-help county with its own dedicated reserve and finance to local transportation initiatives, according to the group. Better Roads for All said they gathered more than 12,000 signatures in under 2 months, but found a technical petition error that has forced them to cease the initiative. The petitions circulated did not meet legal mandated requirements, rendering them invalid. This meant that the coalition would need to start over and submit over 12,000 valid signatures by the end of April. This tax measure was identical to SLOCOG's half-cent transportation tax measure, and the coalition is now placing their support on SLOCOG's proposal. SLOCOG's proposal needs a two-thirds majority to pass. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announces new leadership appointments. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has welcomed a series of new leadership appointments across the district as they prepare for the 2026-27 school year. Highlights include Dr. Annie Macbeth as deputy principal and Paul Otto as athletic director for Paso Robles High School. Two new student engagement specialists have been hired at the elementary schools, Stormy Capillari at Glen Speck and Anna Williams at Kermit King. These roles are central to supporting school safety, student behavior, and fostering positive school climates, according to the district. And the district has also appointed Jennifer Thomas as Coordinator 2 of Special Education, continuing the district's focus on inclusive practices and student advocacy. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Garden starting tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., then again on Saturday, May 2nd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Fiesta Friday will feature a variety of tamale vendors, adult beverages from the Central Coast Zoo Foundation, and live music with the Zongo All-Star Band. Then the main event will take place Saturday with over 100 vendors on display and entertainment. Don't miss the 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival this weekend. Fort Hunter Lincoln invites the public to its free 85th anniversary open house this Saturday, May 2nd from 3 to 9:30 p.m. at Schoenover Airfield. The celebration will feature a special performance by up-and-coming country music duo Two Story Roads, as well as a spectacular fireworks show and a wide variety of activities and displays. These include military vehicles from three museums, food vendors, information booths, and family-friendly activities. Fort Hunter Liggett is the largest Army Reserve installation and the seventh largest Army installation in the country. The event will commemorate its 85 years of service as a key training facility for the U.S. Army and other military branches. Fort Hunter Liggett Commander Jason McKenzie said, "We are thrilled to open our gates to the community and celebrate this significant milestone." In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies and Giants had a doubleheader where the Phillies beat the Giants twice, first 3-2 and once again 6-5. The Athletics over the Royals 6-3 yesterday. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Guardians, the Angels will go against the Mets, the Padres will face the White Sox, the Dodgers will go against the Cardinals, the Giants will face the Rays, and the Yankees will go against the Royals. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers and Rockets will face tonight. In California news, A recent social media trend has erupted at the Los Angeles Church of Scientology on Sunset Boulevard. The trend, known as Scientology speedruns, consists of costumed crew members banding together with the goal of breaking into the Church of Scientology Information Center and running through as much of it as possible. The Los Angeles Police Department has confirmed that if it has responded to multiple incidents in the past month. Church of Scientology spokesperson David Bloomberg said that turning the church into a target for viral stunts is trespassing, harassment, and a disruption of religious facilities. Last year, the City Council of Westminster, California, unanimously voted to rename one of its streets to Charlie Kirk Way. The sign has been implemented as of earlier this week, with the city's mayor expressing pride that is the first city in the country to dedicate a street to Charlie Kirk's name. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Fertilizer prices are climbing, and for America's farmers, the timing could not be worse. As planting season gets underway across the country, the cost of key inputs like nitrogen, potash, and phosphate has surged, squeezing margins for producers already navigating tight budgets and uncertain commodity markets. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the administration is taking an all-hands approach to bring prices down and shore up domestic supply. She outlines what she describes as a government-wide effort.
We continue to build out production through a $900 million fertilizer production expansion program, and we are now working around the clock with a lot of these, dozens of these projects, to bring them to fruition.
She provides one example.
Natural fertilizer products in Ames, Iowa is near the finish line and will be online and operational this summer, increasing their production by 36,000 tons annually.
The administration is targeting both a short-term and long-term. On the immediate front, officials have extended a Jones Act waiver, a move that allows fertilizer shipments to move more freely between American ports, cutting down on logistical bottlenecks that have driven up costs. The administration has also lifted restrictions on fertilizer imports from Venezuela. Officials say pending shipments of urea and sulfur from that arrangement could help close more than half of the expected urea shortfall in the months of April through June.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Court Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual spring gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
Touch of Paso, Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A new study has put a price tag on the cost to Napa County wine grape growers of complying with government regulations. The study, which was commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau and prepared by researchers at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, found that the cost of regulatory compliance last year for wine grape growers in the region was between 8 and 12% of production costs. For a large grower, that equated to more than $1,700 an acre and nearly $2 million overall. For a small grower, regulatory compliance cost more than $1,100 an acre, about $226,000 overall. The study showed that the cost of compliance for the county's growers was twice that of Oregon wine grape growers. Our members have said continuously that regulation is driving them out of business, Napa County Farm Bureau CEO Peter Rumble said. Without change, we might not have the viable agriculture as we know it now in Napa. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoLawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. A few clouds this morning. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday. Upper 60s on Tuesday. Upper 70s on Wednesday. Mid-80s on Thursday. 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher and the NASDAQ topped 25,000 shortly after the open. Investors are looking at better-than-expected earnings from Apple, ExxonMobil, and Chevron. Apple shares are up more than 4%. iPhone sales rose in the quarter. Apple's buying back stock and raising its dividend. Despite upbeat earnings, ExxonMobil shares are down 1%. Chevron down 0.5%. Chevron says it has limited exposure to the Middle East. Estee Lauder expects to cut more jobs than initially estimated as it pulls back on department store staff. As many as 10,000 positions could be eliminated as part of its restructuring. Its recent quarter was better than expected, though, and Estee Lauder shares are up 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
All righty. Remember the Great Stein's Deli in Atascadero that had those amazing bagels? Well, they're selling all over the place. Now you can buy the bagels every Saturday from 9 till noon at their commercial kitchen. It's on Union Road, Suite G in Paso Robles, just east of Golden Hill. It's very easy to find. You can order the Big Apple with a lox and cream cheese, or the bacon, eggs, and cheese bagel. Or you can just pick out a couple of a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue, or you can call Brian. He'll more than be happy to help you out. 805-975-5520. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition. All here on The Right Choice.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in
the Morning Exchange.
And time keeps dragging on.
KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Darcy and Kenny with Open Mic Friday. Also, I finally remembered for the few times, the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place this week, one of the qualifiers, and the winner is a Mr. Jeff Quaid. Jeff Quaid, congratulations. You got 30 days, and always call ahead to the office to come by and pick it up and enjoy. So be listening for that. Also, speaking of listening, we've always had a kind of an unwritten agreement with the listeners over the years about the call-ins and qualifyings and so forth and so on. And we've never had to implement strict rules, but from time to time, because I get phone calls, I get the emails, I get the texts now about certain things that go on, and they just need to be addressed. It's not necessarily to, we appreciate all the emails and everything and all the correspondence, but again, some of the unwritten rules that we would wish people would abide, or at least we have to remind from time to time. So pretty easy. All right, let's see here. I got an email, and this has to do with new property taxes, no school bonds. With 4,000 to 5,000 new homes slated to be built in Paso over the next 10 years, most of them without school-age children, both the city and the school district will benefit from a windfall of new property tax. If student enrollment continues to decline, the school district's cost should decline. Why is the school board asking for a new bond? Well, a couple of things there. This windfall, we've had quite a bit of growth in Paso Robles over the years. Where has been the benefit as far as the city not needing to get more money out of us? Example of the roads. Because I think I said this earlier this week, the dog never catches its tail when it comes to government. Oh, yeah, these new homes are going to provide all these. No, it hasn't shown that. And if the student enrollment continues to decline, which, yeah, if you're having more people move in here without kids, school-age kids anyway, that's likely, and it's just likely to happen anyway. But let me ask this question. How does the school, and I know from a money point, the school benefit from the new property tax? Okay, the school gets, because there's more money. All right, that sounds good, but what is the school doing? What are we producing with this so-called windfall? It sounds good, but it's not happening. It's not happening. Hi, good morning.
Maureen, my question is, Kevin, is where is the lottery money? That lottery, when they did that, they said it was going to take care of everything. So now they got the lottery, and they still want more money. What's going on?
Well, the lottery doesn't bring in, I don't know how many years ago, it's only about $200,000 it brings into school districts. So that's, that's pittance. Now they as a matter of fact, it's funny you should bring that up, because that's one of the first, when I moved to California, that was one of the first thing, big issues that came up, and I voted against it because I wasn't, even back then, I wasn't buying into it that it was going to fix problems or help the schools out much. Because if you think about the money, and again, look, $200,000 is $200,000, but in the scheme of things, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that little.
So the people, I think many people, happens a lot, they got suckered. Because, what do they say? Well, it's for the children, it's for the school.
Yeah.
We do that. Now, do you live in Paso Robles?
Yeah, we live out of town in Dresser Ranch area.
Okay, very nice area, by the way. Do you plan on, if there's a bond in front of you for the school district, will you vote in favor of it?
Oh, no, never. Never on a bond anymore. Because you know what the problem is I think, and I don't know it all, but I have a house, I have to take care of it, and I have an income, and I have to live within it. And these guys have not been able to have a budget and live with it. They always want more. It's always more, 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 more. Hey, if you got $10, that's all you got to spend, so go with it.
Well, you're right, and our basic government does the same thing.
Yep, that's right.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever voted for a bond.
No, I never will. No, I never will. So, okay, well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Friday edition. Let's see here. Today is the big, what's it called, May Day. I guess teachers and a whole bunch of people supposed to have whatever they're supposed to do. I don't know exactly what's supposed to happen regarding that, but anyway. That's supposed to be today. I don't know if it's after school or during school, et cetera, et cetera. So whatever may be on your minds. Okay, here's a story that is probably going to generate some national attention, and it's a local story out of Arroyo Grande. A young lady is suing a county gym where a man is accused of filming women naked. It's not the one that happened a couple of years ago. And here is a person, it's not the young lady, talking about this particular gym here in San Luis Obispo County.
And fitness girlies, you might want to hear this one. Police are investigating a man that they said for a year filmed nearly 50 women partially or fully naked in the tanning booths at the Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande, California. Now, one of the victims, an 18-year-old college student, is suing the Planet Fitness location and the national franchisor brand for gross negligence and failing to protect its members' privacy. Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm a reporter for the San Luis Obispo Tribune. According to the lawsuit, the girl had entered one of the standing tanning booths, which are supposed to be private, wearing nothing but a bikini top when she saw a phone peeking through a crack in the booth with the camera pointed right at her naked body. She screamed and the man fled the gym, but police were able to track him down by matching the security footage of him with his Planet Fitness profile picture, so he was a member at the gym. The police got a search warrant for his phone and found over 50 videos of 47 unique victims, all women being filmed either partially or fully naked in the gym's tanning booths. And this was over the course of 12 months, all of 2025. The teen victim's lawsuit alleges that Planet Fitness and its employees acted with gross negligence for allowing one of its members to victimize women and film them naked at one of its locations for the whole year. Even though police have a suspect, they have yet to publicly identify the man or file charges against him because they're trying to identify more women who were victimized to help build their case.
There you have it. And going back a few years at Planet Fitness, at least here in Paso Robles, I know that at least one member, she was, I think, asked to leave, or where her membership was canceled because she was questioning the gym allowing to have, I'll just say, a man dressed as a woman go into the ladies' room. Because he was an employee there, and again, he was dressed as a woman. And she asked them to put a sign up when he would go in to clean the restroom. I'm sure many of you have been, it says, you know, caution, man cleaning or woman cleaning restroom. You know what those signs say. And they refused to do it. And this lady was pretty ticked off. And they canceled her membership. They canceled her membership. And I know of a man who, not with the bathroom issue, but he was just asking questions regarding it. And they removed his membership as well. This was all at Planet Fitness. So we'll see what happens with this. But this is another issue with these tanning booths and so forth, because I forget the name of the other gym. I think it was in Arroyo Grande as well, or at least in South County, that had an issue a few years ago with these perverts doing this type of thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, little caution when you go into these tanning booths or whatever the heck they're called. Don't know what they... So I guess you have to look around the room or just don't go in. All right. Okay. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I don't know how many of you heard. You've heard of the song Take This Job and Shove It. I'm sure most of you have. There was even a movie, I think. Now, Johnny Paycheck did that song years ago. It was probably, 79, 1980, somewhere around there. I mean, it was a huge hit. Huge hit. And it was written by David Allan Coe, who wrote a lot of songs, including Would You Lay in a Field with Me, Tanya Tucker. I got that song, but also Long-Haired Recknet Ride. He didn't write You Never Call Me By My Name. Steve Goodman wrote that. Anyway, my mic went flying up there. Allan Coe passed away a couple of days ago. Don't know what from, but he was 86 years old. He was... If you want to talk about one of the outlaw movements or the outlaw movement in country music in the 70s, he was a huge, huge part of it. was also part of a motorcycle gang out of Louisville, Kentucky at one time. Didn't know that. Didn't know that. All righty. Again, for those of you just jumping on the radio or waking up this morning, again, I thanks so much for the lady that called in yesterday about this Prop 13, and if it gets repealed somehow. And the number I'm using here is property taxes on a $400,000 home would double or quadruple, as high as $11,000. And again, this has nothing to do with your local add-ons. Those would still exist. Your home would be reassessed and so forth. I can't wait to see what the commercials are going to be like to trying to get rid of Prop 13. So it's something that you really need to hone in on and let as many people you know as possible of the long-term ramifications on this. I don't know many families in this state that can afford an increase like that on their property taxes, particularly if you are retired. I mean, just think about that. Think about how high. And those of you that in the profession of real estate and or insurance, so if my house gets reassessed, will the insurance companies get a hold of this as well? And if so, would they raise the rates? So there's quite a few things to think of regarding that. So anyway, just beware, because you have more taxes. Again, you have something that may be a little bit confusing. And Chris did the story on it this morning, because this has to do with the what's the name of that group, Chris, for Roads for San Luis or something like that?
Better Roads for All.
Okay, Better Roads for All. They were proposing a tax increase. A sales tax, I think, and that is, if not exactly, the same as Slow Cog. So, except that the one for this group, it would only have been a simple majority, where the one for Slow Cog, if they're going to go through with it, is a two-thirds. But again, the point of this is more taxes, more taxes, more taxes, more taxes. So, it's never too early to just start doing a little bit of homework on what you're heading for, whether it's in the primaries or obviously in the general election come November 3rd. So just stay aware and be prepared and do your homework. That's the least we can do.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office has released another warning for residents regarding a new phone scam with a twist. This scam operates like others have in the past, with scammers telling the victim there is a warrant for their arrest and demanding immediate payment to avoid being taken into custody. The new scam directs victims to a website closely identical to the Sheriff's Office official webpage. Anyone who receives a call of this nature should hang up immediately and report the incident. Better Roads for All, one of the groups attempting to place a 0.5% sales tax on the November ballot, has suspended their efforts. This was due to a technical petition error. Their signatures gathered did not meet legal requirements, and the coalition would have needed to start over and submit signatures by the end of April. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s with a few clouds this morning. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump talking retirement in Florida, expanding workers' retirement benefits as he visits the villages later today. Workers facing another 9-cent jump in the price of gas overnight on day 60 of the Iran military action.
President Trump has insisted for weeks the increase in gas prices is short-lived and worth the cost.
And we're not going to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran.
Even during a weeks-long ceasefire, Iran has blocked ships from transiting the Strait of Hormuz as a U.S. naval blockade prevents tankers from leaving Iranian ports.
Fox's Jared Halpern. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro released new video of the D.C. Hilton shooting suspect, which she says shows that Cole Allen shot the Secret Service agent on the way to the president.
You've got Cole Allen going there shooting off one round.
Point blank, says Secret Service, the California engineer jailed pending trial for attempted assassination. America's listening to Fox News.
The 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival is this Friday and Saturday at the Sunken Gardens. Fiesta Friday kicks off the weekend from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music, tamale vendors open for business, and adult beverages for sale from the Central Coast Zoo Association. Saturday is the main event from 11 to 7 with over 100 vendors, live music and dancers, the famous dancing horses, bounce houses, face painting, chihuahua and pet costume contest, and of course, tamales. More info at visitatascadero.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Serving you fresh, delicious food for over 16 years here in the North County, Red Scooter Deli. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. They're located right next to the pet department. And you can call Red Scooter Deli at 805-237-1780 or redscooterdeli.com. They're open daily, 6:30 until 4.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies in the afternoon, and highs should be in the mid-80s. Clear tonight with some clouds rolling in, and then sunshine and clouds on your Saturday. Highs in the mid-70s for your Sunday, with temperatures should be in the mid-60s, and then mid-60s again on Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday upper 70s, mid-80s Thursday, and mid-80s a week from today, which, by the way, there is a blue moon on the way. A blue moon will be on the way, I think, you know, with the sun and the moon, that whole thing, or whatever they exact the scientific. But anyway, about 10:23 this morning, I think. If you're interested in, so let me see. The fifth full moon of 2026 will reach peak illumination at 10:23 a.m. today. That's when the sun and the moon will be on the opposite sides in the sky. So, something to look at this morning. All righty. Let's see here. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go. 6:12 a.m., 7:50 p.m. We're at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving right along here at the right choice.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the gorgeous River Oaks community. 2026 Summer Adult Softball League here in Paso Robles. Season includes 10 league games and postseason playoffs for top four teams in the division. It says league bats and balls will be provided. A pitcher's mask is required. The league starts June 1st. Mixed league starts May 28th. And let's see here. They have 40-plus, 50-plus, and there you go. The season, here you go. Let's see here. All games played at Barney Schwartz Park. All right, so if you'd like to play but don't have a team yet, visit PasoSoftball.org and join the free agent list. Ooh, free agency. All right, yeah, that's cool. Also coming up, but in a few months, the Colony Days Parade and annual celebration. It's it's scheduled for October 17th, and they have a big thing going on all weekend. The parade, of course, the big thing at 10 o'clock. But if you're interested in many ways, sponsorship, you want to get ready for it, or vendor, et cetera, contact the City of Atascadero and get ready for Colony Days Parade and annual community celebration Saturday, October 17th. All right, there you go. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. It is 9 minutes away from 8 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Go to bellajewel.com. Find out everything you need to know. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, our local celebrities and their loved ones. Well, we're leading it off here with a celebrity. Father, pastor, and Bronco boy, Chadley. Chad Stevens is having another birthday. All right, Chad, I know you're sleeping. Jeff Orchid, Sparky's having one. Chris Iverson, a birthday. Mark Lisa, I think he's out on his motorcycle going across the country now, last I saw him. Dave Standard, Cindy Platts Belmont. Regina Matthews, Jim Reed's having a birthday. Steve Chavez, Damian Calabrera, John and Janet Gill, and it says Bandy and Rosalie Smith. All right. Amanda Buckman tomorrow, Nick Robinson, Diane Reed, Matthew Roden, Abby Salcido, Nolan James Martinez, Jessica Tubb. We have, Randolph Mather, Charles McMillan, Christy Callahan, Grace Wood, Hector Jimenez, and Amelia Graves. On our final celebrity, local celebrities for the weekend, Lauren Baker, Julie Dominguez, Francine Webb, Melissa Guillen, Karen Roden, Kathy Blackburn, Brian Duvenek, and Gretchen Roddick. Those are your local celebrities. Treat them as they deserve. Okay, on my right-hand side, some people that no doubt you have heard of or maybe forgot about. Mother Jones, the labor lady. 1830, she passed away in, when did she pass away? 1930, wow, okay. Calamity Jane was born in 1852, she passed away in 1903. Kate Smith, God Bless America, 1907, 1986. Louis Nye, the comedian and actor, 1913, 2005. Archie Williams, he was an Olympic gold medalist in the 1936 Olympics. He told Hitler to go... 1915, 1993, the B actor, Glenn Ford, 1916, 2006, Jack Parr. How about that? He was born in 1918. He died in 2004. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. The writer, Joseph Heller, it was Catch-22 is one of his famous books. 1923, 1999, many of you will remember the game show host, Mr. Art Fleming, Jeopardy, and others. 1924, 1995, Astronaut Scott Carpenter, 1925-2013. The Southern Gentleman, country singer Sonny James, 1929-2016. One of the great running backs of all time. Ollie Mattson, 1930-2011. I looked at life from both sides. Judy Collins, 1939. I don't know who this is, but I just love the name. Bobby Ann Mason, an author, 1940. Another singer, Rita Coolidge, 1945, from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jerry Weiss, 1946. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Ghostbusters. You remember that song. Ray Parker Jr., 1954. From Wang Chung, Nick Feldman, 1955. Mr. Misters, guitar player Steve Ferris, 1957. Oh, man, what memories. It just so happens that saw him win that race. He rode affirmed in the Kentucky Derby way back when. Steve Cawthon, the kid from Kentucky. He was born in 1960. Johnny Colt from the Black Crows, 1966. Tim McGraw, country singer, 1967. Alex Van Pelt, Pittsburgh. He was a quarterback and also a coach in the NFL for quite a few years, 1970. This guy's in the Hall of Fame, running back out of Pittsburgh. Curtis Martin, 1973. Man, he was tough. Wes Welker, pretty good receiver. He was born in 1981. Onward we go. Jennifer Ellison, 1983, the actress. And who's else? That is it. That is it. Okay. Passing away on this day, where do we go? I'm just looking for the list here, and it leads off with Ruth Buzzy. Remember Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In? She passed away in 2025. Steve Reeves, the Mr. Universe and Mr. America and all that kind of stuff, Hercules, he died in 2000. Spike Jones, the musician, 1965. Also passing away, Dr. Livingston, I presume, Dr. David Livingston, 1873. The inventor of the friction match, thank you. John Walker, 1859. Gordon Lightfoot, he passed away in 2023. I didn't know this, but the song Sundown, it was about his then mistress, Kathy Smith, who in 1982, injected the fatal overdose that killed John Belushi. Gordon Lightfoot passed away in 2023. Love this first name. Olympia Dukakis. Moonstruck. That's a good movie. She passed away in 2021. Also passing away on this day. Who else do we have? I think. That's it. All right. I'm being totally biased today. Totally biased. Because I saw him race in the 78 Kentucky Derby, and that was a triple crown. He was on affirmed the year before. I had eight buddies come up from East Tennessee State, and we all just plopped in mom and dad's house, laid on the floor and so forth. And we went to that Derby, and we saw Seattle Slough, who eventually won the triple crown, go to the win the Kentucky Derby. And Steve Cawthon was only 18 when he won that Derby. And he had to leave the United States to continue being a jockey because his increasing weight, where the jockey weights in the UK, he could get away with it more. And he went over there and pretty much dominated and had a phenomenal career. And he eventually came back home to the United States into his tiny little home, not home, but his tiny little town of Walton, Kentucky. You can't beat stuff like that. So, again, with prejudice, Steve Cawthon goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens starting tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. Then it'll start up again on Saturday, May 2nd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss out on the 10th Annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has welcomed a series of new leadership appointments across the district as they prepare for the next school year. This includes Dr. Annie Macbeth as deputy principal and Paul Otto as athletic director for Paso Robles High School. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Steve Cawthon was the British champion jockey three times and won English Classic race 10 times and a whole bunch more. He had over 2,700 career wins. All right, two more to go. No, not two more, just one more. One more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.